the history of the Passover, correct. There are several cups connected with the history of the Passover, historically not connected with the Lord's Supper, yes. Can you add a little more for that on this particular cup? Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that.
I want to add an idea about the preparation of the soul to share at Lord's Supper. When the Lord institute this remembering supper, the writer of the Synoptic Gospels related this institution with the last Passover. And I have an idea. When we return it back to Exodus 12, there is something for the household who want to make the Passover for the first time. He must brought a lamb without blemish and put it from the 10th day to the 14th day under supervision. The household of this house must look every day of these 4 days to the lamb. And when he looked to this lamb daily and found there is no blemish, there is no spot in this lamb, then this lamb is ready to be offered as a sacrifice. And this is a matter of preparing the heart to remember the Lord and his work which is done at Calvary's cross. This is a matter of application, and I found that there is a relationship between the last Passover and the first remembering of the Lord's Supper. And I want to add one idea that we read 8 times in the Old Testament this expression, the Lord's Passover, the Lord's Passover. And we read for the first and only time in 1 Corinthians that the Passover is ours. Before this Passover became ours, Christ is our Passover. It was mentioned 8 times that it is Lord's Passover. Lord's Passover, first, it is a very good idea to think that the Lord's offering, sacrifice, was first for God to become our Passover. This is practical ideas for our meditation and our preparation of our hearts to share at Lord's Supper.
The thoughts that I had are somewhat in line with what our brother pointed out. It was stated earlier that in the Passover that we're considering is the last Passover. And I turn to the first Passover in Exodus. There is where we find these wonderful example of preparation, of having that lamb with them. And they had to eat unleavened bread. I just read a few verses there. In verse 14 of chapter 12, "And this day shall be unto you for a memorial. Ye shall keep it a feast to the Lord throughout your generations. Ye shall keep it a feast by an ordinance forever." And then he speaks of the days, 7 days ye shall eat unleavened bread. I pass on to verse 17. "And ye shall observe the feast of unleavened bread. For in this selfsame day have I brought your armies out of the land of Egypt. Therefore ye shall observe this day for your generations by an ordinance forever." And then when they've responded to this, in the end of that chapter, further, verse 25, "came to pass, when you become to the land which the Lord your God will give you, according as he has promised, that ye shall keep this service. And it shall come to pass, when your children shall say unto you, what mean ye by this service, that ye shall say, it is a sacrifice of the Lord's Passover, who passed over the houses of the children of Israel in Egypt, when he smote the Egyptians and delivered our houses, and the people bowed their head and worshipped. And the children of Israel went away and did as the Lord had commanded Moses and Aaron, so did they. So here they prepared the Passover. It was a week's preparation, really, the unleavened bread, and all that they prepared in order for this memorial, at this first memorial feast. And I'm sure this is for us. What they realized, and when we find here then, that before even they had gone through, marched through the Red Sea, he gives them this, these commandments: I will bring you out and bring you into the land that I promised, the blessings. But now, he says, you shall observe this and your generations as a remembrance of the Lord passing over the houses. The judgment was accomplished, and they were set free. And then we find they bowed their heads and worshiped together.
Wasn't there a singularity to the lamb? Even though each household had to have a lamb, yet it refers to it. They shall keep it. And then when it says to kill it. And the whole congregation shall kill it. And so the emphasis is on one lamb. And I think even though there's individual preparation in our hearts, just like for them, there had to be individual exercise in each household. But when they actually did it, it was a corporate thing. And so isn't it interesting with the Lord's Supper, as we have it, even though we have to be individually exercised, each brother and sister, yet when we do this, it's a corporate exercise. It's not an independent thing I do by myself in my house. It's something that's done as the congregation, as it were. So it's very beautiful.